Samuel to Solomon, chapter 15, how to prosper. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. We read of David, while at the court of Saul, that he behaved himself wisely in all his ways, or as a marginal reading expresses it, he prospered. This was noticed by those with whom he associated, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people. If one would prosper, he must behave wisely. But that is what people find it so difficult to do. We sometimes think that if we had only received a better education, or a superior training, or if our surroundings were not so unfavorable, we would not get along so badly as we do. But remember that David had not been brought up among soldiers and statesmen. His training had been among the sheep, and it was a great change to be set over men of war. Yet even with his youth and inexperience, David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? No doubt this question came to David as he found himself surrounded with new and strong temptations, but he had learned the answer. By taking heed thereto according to your word. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. It was because David listened to the word of God, and meditated upon it, that he did wisely and prospered so greatly. Perhaps he was thinking of his experience in Saul's house, among careless and wicked companions, and how God gave him prosperity, when he wrote the first psalm. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Moses had told Israel, hundreds of years before, that if they would keep the commandments of the Lord, the nations around them would say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." There is a reason why men prosper when they receive the word of God. The word itself is bound to prosper. The Lord says of his word that goes forth out of his mouth, "It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." So that when we receive the word of God into our own hearts, it will prosper there. It is sure to prosper wherever it is, and if we will not have it, it will prosper in others who will receive it. That is why God sends his word to us, that it may prosper in us, and thus we will prosper too. To Joshua the Lord said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." When David's time came to die, he charged Solomon his son to walk in God's ways, to keep his commandments, "that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn yourself." Many of the kings of Israel and Judah did not walk in the way of the Lord, and none of them prospered. But of King Hezekiah it is written that he clave to the Lord, and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered wherever he went forth. Christ himself testified, "I delight to do your will, O my God, yet your law is within my heart." And so of him it is written, "The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, and in your majesty ride on prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows." God gives men prosperity in his word. If his word dwells in us richly, it will be in all wisdom, and we shall do wisely and prosper. We shall even have the wisdom and prosperity of God, which is more than mind can conceive. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." In Christ we are made not only righteous, but wise and prosperous. "But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption." Men sometimes think that they are more likely to prosper in this life by not paying any heed to the word of God. Very likely when Saul was hunting David up and down the country to take his life, others thought that it was Saul who was prospering and not David. And Saul became David's enemy continually. Let us lay hold of God's word and trust only in that for wisdom and prosperity. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall make your righteousness to go forth as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil doing. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the land, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. E.J. Wagoner.